Good afternoon and welcome to UNSA Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, government to deploy teachers in Lupuma Chifto. Matamba orders timely completion of Lupuma boarding school project. In international news, Trump threatens Iranian infrastructure after US airman rescued. In sports news, Zambia holds Tanzania in tough school championship opener. With the news in detail, my name is Nikiwe Zulu. In local news, Copperbelt Minister Elisha Matambo has assured residents of Lupuma Chiefdom in Lufwanyama district that government will soon deploy teachers to schools facing staff shortages. Mr. Matambo stated that Mwelushi Mission School, which currently relies on volunteer teachers for early childhood education, will soon receive support. Speaking during an Easter church service at Mwelushi Baptist Church in Lufwanyama, Mr. Matambo emphasized that President Hakainde Hichilema is committed to ensuring every child has equal access to education. He added that he will engage the provincial education officer to ensure learners are taught by qualified teachers. Meanwhile, Chief Lupuma of Lufwanyama District urged residents in this chiefdom to support government's development efforts. Lufwanyama District Commissioner Justin Mwalikwa also commended government for improving the health sector in the area. Pupils at Mufula Primary School in Kaputa District have expressed gratitude to Kaputa Member of Parliament Elvis Nkandu for funding the construction of a modern 1x2 classroom block. The new facility will replace an old grass thatch structure that leaked during rains, often disrupting lessons. The pupils conveyed their appreciation through songs highlighting the challenges rural learners face in accessing education. Head teacher Mwaba Mavuto explained that the school had been operating in the grass thatched classroom block, which forced lessons to be suspended during heavy rains. He also commended government initiatives such as the school feeding program and the free education policy. Meanwhile, Mr. Nkandu expressed satisfaction with the progress of the project. The UPND has begun the process of holding intra-party elections for all elective positions, including that of party president. UPND Chairperson for Elections and Campaigns, Likando Mofalili, announced that the party will hold its General Assembly on 15th April, where members of the National Management Committee and the party president will be elected. Mr. Mofalili explained that elections for branch, ward, constituency, district, and provincial offices have already commenced. He emphasized that any member wishing to contest for a position is free to do so. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka, Mr. Mufalili added that UPND will soon hold another media engagement to clarify the party constitution and address misinformation regarding office bearers and claims of overstaying beyond their tenure. Meanwhile, UPND Media Director Max Simumwe stated that the party is waiting for the Electoral Commission of Zambia to publish the names of the new constituencies. He stressed that the ruling party is law-abiding and will wait for the outcome. Still in local news, a 36-year-old man of Chief Kakumbi in Mambwe District, Eastern Province, has lost his left foot and sustained a deep cut on the right foot following a crocodile attack during a fishing expedition. Geoffrey Mwanza was attacked between 12:30 and 14 hours yesterday at Simutambe Lagoon near Flatogs Lodge in the Mfuwe cropping area. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba confirmed that Mr. Mwanza is receiving treatment at Katumbi Clinic. Mr. Mwemba explained that the victim was fishing beside the lagoon in the company of two colleagues when the crocodile struck. He was rescued by a friend in a canoe and rushed to the clinic. Police officers later visiting Mr. Mwanza at the clinic, where he is nursing his injuries. Finally, in local news, Copperbelt Minister Elisha Matambo has directed the contractor working on Lupuma Boarding School in Lufanyama district to complete the 125 million kwacha project within the agreed time frame. Mr. Matambo issued the directive after inspecting the project, expressing disappointment with the slow pace of construction works. He instructed the contractor to increase the workforce on site to meet the project deadline order that daily allowance for workers be raised from 75 to 100 kwacha. The minister stressed that government will not tolerate poor remuneration and further directed the contractor to revise conditions of service workers. Meanwhile, Lufanyama District Education Standards Officer for Open and Distance Learning, Jairus Banda, warns that the project risks missing the deadline due to the limited number of workers on site. In response, the contractor's stores manager, Chitanjao, said the concerns raised will be communicated to management. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Most educated and socially aware, yet least engaged generation in the electoral process. Quite some food for thought, eh? Well, let's debate it. Join young women in action for a powerful campus conversation under the Mobilizing the Youth Vote Project. Date, 27th March 2026. Venue, Demography Lecture Theatre, DLT, at the University of Zambia, UNZA. Time, 16 hours. Let's debate it. See you there.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on UNZA Radio.
What's better than your bestie? A bestie who brings the hottest blockbusters to movie night.
Welcome back, and now in international news. U.S. President Donald Trump gave an explosive laden threat to Iranian leaders on Sunday that they will be living in hell come Tuesday if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened. Trump later told U.S. media that his administration is in deep negotiations with Iran and there is a good chance a deal will be reached on Monday, but reiterated his threat, telling Fox News he is considering blowing everything up and taking over the oil if a deal to end the war is not reached quickly. This all came shortly after the U.S. announced it had successfully rescued the second crew member of an F-15 fighter jet that had been shot down over Iran. Finally, in sports news, Zambia's under-15 boys schools team battled to 1-1 draw against reigning champions Tanzania in their opening Group B match at the CAF African School of Football Championship in Harare, Zimbabwe. The encounter played at Gateway High School saw Tanzania take an early lead through Saddam Hussein, who found the back of the net in the 14th minute to put the defending champions ahead. Zambia responded later in the game with Maxen Siko scoring a crucial equalizer at the tail end of the second half to salvage a point for the COSAFA representatives. Despite the comeback, head coach Evaristo Mkandawaya expressed dissatisfaction with his team's performance and insisted that the players failed to execute